There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. Life. Your first time on the podcast, my name is Coach JV. I am the greatest of all time and the top health and mindset coach in the world. Why the hell would I say anything else? And why would you say anything else about yourself? But it is Fired Up Friday. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. And most of you, if you've been listening to this for more than 2 to 3 to 4 or 5 weeks, you can repeat my intro. Why? Because it's predictive programming. I say the same things over and over again, proving to you that what you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. Okay. So there's things that are unconsciously happening, advertisements, news that are developing and molding your mind. So you got to be very, very careful who you're around, what you watch, what you do, how you walk, who you talk to. Okay. So let's get right into it, Warriors. So we've had a really, really good week of deep conversations, and it's very easy. Fired Up Friday is just Fired Up Friday. It's a short motivational podcast. And the question I have for you is, what have you done about it? What have you truly, truly done about it? And if you have not listened to the podcast this week, stop this podcast, go listen to Monday all the way through today. What have you done about it? What have you done? Have you activated? Have you started conversations? Have you taken care of stuff you need to take care of? Or are you still just sitting on your ass, not doing anything? Are you still reading self-motivation books, listening to the podcast? Stop. Just stop. Stop reading books. Stop going to motivational seminars. Stop asking for wise counsel. Then fucking do something. Stop. So many of you just keep asking, oh, let me ask this person. 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 You're going to get the same fucking answer. Activate. That's the answer. You can get justification from 50 different people. They're going to tell you the same fucking thing. You just want to hear that you're doing the right thing because you're not wanting to do it because you're scared. You're wanting justification of why you haven't activated. You're looking for people to talk you out of it. That's what you're looking for. Do you know that? You're looking for people to justify why you haven't started yet. Stop. Oh, excuse me. Stop asking. Let me get a drink. And do something. It's that simple. Stop asking and do something. You don't need fucking permission to get out of a bad relationship. You don't need fucking permission. You don't need 50 different counselors to get out of a bad relationship. They're going to tell you, hey, things are fucked up. You know, you don't need 50 different fucking people to tell you that you can start your own business. You don't need 50 fucking people or even your parents to tell you that, you know, you shouldn't move to Zimbabwe. You don't need all these fucking justification. Do you want to do it? If the answer is yes, then do it. If the answer is yes, then do it. Seek wise counsel, not counsel that's going to give you a soft pillow on it because you're looking for an excuse to get out of what you need to do. That's what you're looking for. Do you know that? You're looking for people to talk you out of it. If you keep asking, oh, hey, what do you think about this? Look at my business plan. What do you think about it? You're looking for people to justify why you can't start it. So when you don't start it, you can go back to the people that you brag to and say, oh, you know what? I got some wise counsel. No, you didn't get wise counsel because wise counsel is going to tell you, hey, fucking go for it. Stop talking shit and go for it. Activate. Do something about it. That's what wise counsel is going to tell you. You didn't seek wise counsel. You know, you go to somebody and you're in an abusive relationship. They're like, well, try to work it out. That's not wise counsel. Wise counsel says, oh, you're going to be, get your ass out of there right now. Get your kids to safety. Let's get you fucking healthy. Let's get you fucking some self-confidence. Wise counsel is going to get your ass out of that situation or help you get out of that situation. So the question is, what have you done? You're still overweight? What have you eaten this week? If you're eating perfect and you're not lying to yourself, then go get your fucking thyroid check. Go to the doctor. Seek wise counsel, right? You know, you're fucking can't stop watching pornography. What have you done about it? Who are you hanging around? What are you watching? Are you eating shitty food, sugar all day? That's probably part of it. You know, don't go to your buddy who watches porn. Oh, no, don't worry about it, bro. It's all good, dog. Man, I watched it 5 times this week. You only watch it twice. No, you want to stop watching it? Fucking stop eating sugar. Fucking get some sleep. Exercise. When you're about to fucking wank your willy and watch pornography, go do something productive. Go read a book. Okay? This is real talk, warriors. Real shit. Okay? You got a shitty relationship? Stop going around your buddies saying, oh man, my wife sucks or hopes. Women, stop talking shit about your husband and do something about it. Step up. Take them on a date. If they don't fucking reciprocate, fuck them. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Do your thing. Do your thing. That's all I got today. The question is, why haven't you activated? And if you did, pat yourself on the back and do more of it. Warriors, rise. Get your shit together.